Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
The time is 7:05. Today is Monday, November 13th, 2023. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Parks and Recreation Commission. Mr. Ronald Sill is the acting chair, is going to call the meeting to order.
Okay, we'll call the meeting of the Parks and Rec. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
Secretary, can we have a roll call?
Okay, we have a vacancy for the chairman, Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill.
Here.
John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino is excused. Heather Buten.
Here.
And we have a vacancy for the tax board member.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes.
All right, the next item is election of a temporary chair. I would like to nominate John Bittman. Now, temporary means what? Till the end of the year? When's our election?
Just this
when
month.
We might have to elect in January.
Okay. Elect in January.
Second.
Second by Brooks.
Are you, you up to that, John? Oh, I thought you. Yeah, sorry. I mean, you could do it from there if you want tonight, yeah. But all right, then you can take over the meeting with starting with number four.
Four.
Welcome, John. Thank you, John.
Are there any additions or deletions and acceptance any additions or deletions for the agenda for tonight?
Just that we're going to table the acceptance of the minutes for September 11th.
Then you just deleted them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, public portions. Anybody from the public that wants to speak? Anybody from the public that wants to speak? Hearing none, we'll close it. Thomas, any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Okay. Director's report. Park and Rec. Dennis.
Okay.
Get through this quick.
A few things to talk about. Okay, so I'm going to start with our Pop Warner program, which is completed. our cheerleading aspect of the program is doing excellent as usual. And a number of them are heading for Florida, which is an annual thing. So that's terrific. Our football teams struggled. I've been meeting with the high school football coaches, and we want to get involved with the at least the seventh and eighth grade youth that participate in football in Derby. So we're going to meet with the coaches, the high school coaches, and we're going to ask the Pop Warner people to meet with us. We want to get involved with an after-school situation. You may remember we always had a freshman team that practiced at the Picnic Grove after school. So what's happening is, and we're doing this in basketball too. I will get to basketball. The importance of this afternoon scenario is to increase your participation. There is a lot of kids that aren't playing football in Derby. I know who they are because I do basketball. And we're going to do basketball, and we're going to recruit some football kids. And then we're going to try to get involved with an afternoon program for practice. We'll decide their games accordingly. They can still play Pop Warner games on Sunday. However, the high school football coaches are interested in having these kids at an earlier age, and we can make it happen. Okay. We're not going to go 10-0, but we can't be where we are. We're not even close. Okay. It's an injection of something is needed. The basketball situation with the after school, the seventh and eighth grade kids, we want to treat them just like they're in the middle school team. Ansonia is all geared up for this. We may have eight teams of seventh and eighth graders between Derby and Ansonia and we want to do it after school. And 6 o'clock, half of those kids, they're going. We don't get them at 6 o'clock. We get kids, but we don't get those kids. Okay? I think you know what I'm saying. So this is something that's going to be difficult. But you know what? The way things are in this city right now, we need some adjustments.
Now, a suggestion is what I've seen in Delaware. They, for the middle schools, have the 7th and 8th kids. They have a football club. And they get to go. They actually have one of the coaches come down and work with them. You know, just no contact or anything, but work with them. And then they get to go on the sidelines. Okay. And they have increased, you know, like this year they had like about 18 kids that were in the program. Yeah.
Well, that's the idea here. Our high school coaches are interested in coaching these kids, okay? Logistically, we have to work that out because we have to have some additional people. But it's going to be their stuff, okay? There's going to be a cohesiveness there. These kids will basically be the right arm of the Derby High School program. Yeah. We don't have a freshman program. We've got the space. We could treat them just like we treated the freshmen 20 years ago.
The only reason they call it a club is it's cover them by insurance.
Yeah. No, and you know what? We can cover them. Yeah. That's easy. But, I mean, they could stay under the umbrella of Pop Warner. We just can't do – Pop Warner has to acquiesce to some of these things. They have to partner with this.
So they're grooming.
Well, that's the idea.
So is it part of the school or is it part of Pop Warner?
It's going to be youth football if Pop Warner doesn't. It would
like
not
you
be
get
school.
The girls involved too. You know, if you did the girls basketball to get some interest in soccer.
Okay, I got
hope
that.
I got you.
Yeah,
okay,
to that. There's a lot to say about that. You're going to be happy. where was I?
Sorry.
I would, you know,
I'm sorry.
They're going to be affiliated with, they're not going to.
Well, listen, I hope so. I hope so. Because they're going to need. So we need to do something a little different. They're invited to stick around and they could hang around and, I don't know, administrate, but the football portion of that age group. Right now, there's nothing going on. And we're not helping anybody. Okay.
How did Pop Warner teams do this year?
No.
Not a win?
Never. It's not keeping score.
That's too bad.
And the numbers. I mean, there's things I can't say, but we got to do stuff. And okay, girls basketball. All right, so we got there's a group from the state of Connecticut. They have UConn women basketball players involved. Maria's involved. They're out of Hartford. They have a $1 million grant, and we are in the process of manufacturing a girls program, which is going to be free for our kids. Okay.
Here in Derby?
Well, yes. We had a meeting at Maria's restaurant. I was there, and Sonya was there. The Boys and Girls Club was there. That's it. No Seymour, no show. It's us. So they're sponsoring girls basketball. There's going to be a big advertisement. All right. They're paying people. I don't know who's interested in being a coach, but they have a grant and they're stepping in. And we're thinking this would increase the participation. It's going to be free.
Who has the grant?
You know something? I don't know their name. It's a group. Maria's involved with them. The girl that does SNY is she's the color analyst. Do you know her? Yeah. Okay. She works with this group. She was at the meeting. It's, you know, hey, listen, they're coming in and they want to, again, ignite something that is not really all that.
Well, it sounds like a win-win to me. Yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to give it a shot. And,
how long did the grant is? 1 year?
Or? They have $1 million, is what I was told. And,
and it'll start this year?
It's going to start this year.
Are they a little late? Because it's already November.
Well, we haven't done anything.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't registered anything. Okay. It's that this is this week. Okay. So, I mean, I could show you that the emails from those people. So this is like tomorrow, as far as, you know, initiating the contacts with potential participants, that is going to be solidified the next 2 days. All right. So you'll hear something next week. It'll tell you where to register, whatever, all that kind of stuff. But so that's what's going to go on for the girls. I told you about the boys in the afternoon thing.
Can I ask you about the girls again?
Yeah.
Is it like the boys and it's after school?
No.
Because I agree with you, it's so hard to get the kids back there.
Well, listen, that could be. I just don't know how I could fit.
How you could do it, yeah.
Well, what's going to be difficult is I gotta play games at the community center in the afternoon because we won't be able to go anywhere else, and we could get the kids there. So I'm even considering busing.
I was just going to ask.
Well, listen, we're going to go to Ansonia Armory.
Give somebody money to run the buses.
I can fit 5 kids in the van.
Well, listen, you got to be careful.
No, I know.
But, hey, you know what? If we need to get a bus, we take 2-3 teams. You know, we take 3, whatever. We got to make it more worth. We're not taking a team of 8 kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to take, like, we got to have 3 games.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's worth it. So there's a way. And the cost is so minimal. I could see, we can afford a bus. You know, how often are you going to do that? 5 times? You know? So I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it might. It might. That we think we could regenerate something that kind of is kind of struggling. So if we could figure out how to support that, for sure. All right. So.
Well, it's exciting.
Well, so as far as our revenue at the community center, you know, let's see, we got $40,000 in 4 months. So, you know, we're going to make 100 and something, as long as we get to do what we're doing. If we get a virus, we make 0.
Where is that going? General fund?
Yeah.
Well, as long as you got a record of what you're
giving. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. They got it and we got it. I mean, you know. So, I don't know. That's.
That all swimming lessons and everything? Or
swimming lessons. I'm going to. I'll tell you exact. Swim lessons is 60%. The basketball court upstairs is 25%. That puts me at 85.
And the other 15 is coming out of your pocket.
Ryan Field, I think we made, you know, maybe like 8,000 of it.
Is that from the soccer team?
Soccer team played 5 times at 15, 7,500. Yeah. The 7,500 was from the soccer team. And that's in this fiscal year because they started after July 1.
You see an increase in the youth participation
yes.
in there?
Yeah. The people that play the games that Ryan, they run our youth soccer program for us. And we trade practice time at Wooded Park for that. And it was just a shot in the arm for the program because it was fledgling program was like all of ours. It came out of the virus. We're not Shetland, where you had 300, come out of the virus, you still got 200. We had 70, and now we have 40. It doesn't work. So we struggle. That's why these initiatives hopefully are helpful. But it's a little different, same stock. It's a little different. And I don't know, any suggestions beyond what I say? Certainly.
What miracle do we have in store for the baseball teams? You pulled everything else out of your hat now.
We got a group of guys, really, that are really working hard with a bunch of kids. They're at Payne Field all the time. I don't know if you know this. They're making a difference. I mean, there's interested kids too. You got a group like, for example, John Netto's sons. They're very much into baseball, and they're into practicing a lot themselves with a lot of people. So baseball is not. We're in pretty good shape, believe it or not. For us,
yeah.
You know, we can't. Our expectations got to be,
He's originally from this country. He's also known as King Christian the Ninth when he was terrorized.
Have the basketball up at the Picnic Grove, the 3-on-3 or whatever it was,
yeah.
That fell apart after COVID.
Trying to think why we kind of ended that.
Kids still play up there a lot, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, it's a great place. It needs to be resurfaced, and I don't know what's coming down the pipe with. That was one of our. We have a file of requests for large funding for things such as that. We had a quote for that. Some stuff at the community center. We have a lot of stuff that if we're permitted in a capital plan in the near future, we have a lot of stuff. And we're going to update our quotes, and we have a lot of stuff. So I don't know, how that's going to work out. That's one of them, is filling the cracks. We can't redo it like Bosch. That'll be too much. But we could spend $5,000 to $7,000 and make it safer than it is. And that is like a decent band-aid, which gets you through for some years. But that's kind of needed up there. So we'll see how that goes. All right, so I talked about the community center. Listen, the budget, if we could do this, please. Because I know that when I say that we're going to have a budget committee, it never happens. So could someone be in charge of the budget committee invite me to the meeting? Because then I'll make it. Am I making sense?
Yes, I understand.
If I'm the leader, yes. I won't get to it. I'm sorry.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Why don't you just put the budget discussion on your next agenda, focus on that.
Right.
Well, we could talk. Yeah. I mean, I could talk about some things right now.
No.
Well, what do you mean? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Or you could, but nobody has documents like.
No, right. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, the budget. Let me just say this: it's going to be a tough budget year for me. The budget was written last January. Is when we handed it in. It was post-COVID budget. So we're coming out of spending that was not ordinary. You know what I'm saying? So, it was the first real budget after the virus. And it was a struggle because halfway through it, we got whacked with that inflation. So it was like, holy, holy crap. Everything that we do is 20% more or 25%. So I probably did 20 transfers at the end of the season to put money in certain places so that we could pay our bills. So this year's budget is very similar. I have a key line item. It's a key maintenance line item. It's $20,000 for the year, and I already spent 13. So we're headed for the same kind of thing, but this budget that we're going to do for the future is going to be a little different.
To be real.
Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm getting. All right. There's things. We borrowed $4,500 from the basketball account from the league that I had for 15 years to enhance our summer program because we were coming out of the virus and we had no idea how many kids. And that first day, it was like, wow, we're in trouble. Okay. So we hired the lunch lady's daughter. She was there in an hour. We needed four people, honest to God. And we had no money, but we did because we had this money. But that money's not going to be in that particular program will probably almost double in price because of what we saw, the participation in what we need supervision-wise. Somebody got hurt that day, I was dead. I was going to jail because we were not ready for it. But we got ready, and we did it. But this year, it's going to be in the budget. And again, that's going to be more expensive. And a few things are. Maybe some things we can eliminate. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if we could hash it out here. But
we'll set up next month. We'll actually have a regular meeting, yeah. And then we'll have a special meeting for the budget. I'm not sure exactly how we do it, Mark, but.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that there's a lot of particulars that we don't want to go through line items, but we got it.
We have to.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, this year more than ever, because, again, the circumstances are different because where we were and where we're going. So.
It'll be great to start next month. Start talking about
it. You know, it's December.
And everybody on this committee will be on the budget committee, by the way.
Fine.
That's great. Everybody volunteered, right?
So did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
I saw where the fence up at the park, where the park was knocked over. Somebody looked like somebody got locked in and tried to come out. The wooden guardrail.
Well, there was an accident that started coming off of Sentinel Hill. You know the island there? That person ran through the island.
Wow.
Okay, because he or she took down a whole bunch of stuff on the island.
Yeah.
Then they came down through the driveway
of
Whittaker Park. So that was totally outside
the car.
Yeah. And you saw what happened.
Yeah.
But there was parts of the car. The police didn't know about it because when I got there to open, I opened on weekends. Look at this. So I called the cops and they knew about it. But and that was it. Public Works had to come in because we had to move stuff. I was blocking the drive.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday, or it was some, was it, it was not, Public Works was around for some reason, but it wasn't a weekday. We were probably paving roads.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing. So they were working and they were able to clear what was, because you couldn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
You could, but you had to negotiate. It's just not good. Yeah, but that's what happened there. And we're going to close the park. Soon, this soccer team that made their big, they made their Eastern Nationals, Olay, they did terrific, the best year they ever had. They're still practicing. So the park's going to be open until they finished and head south. And then we're going to lock them.
So we're on to number 9.
Okay.
We're going to start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's on the agenda?
Yeah. It says, do another business update on Woodick Park maintenance and parking issues.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
That was the top for Sheena.
Right. You know, I'm going to say from me, no progress. I'm sorry, but I don't know. I talked with Ed about the needs up there as far as public works is concerned.
Well, hopefully that changes a little bit. Maybe next month we can discuss that, get a plan, and by then things will be in different here. And
right.
We can present our needs that way.
You know, I see them up there all the time. You know, so I don't know what they accomplish, but I see. Okay.
Well, listen, that's always going to be what it is.
Yeah, it's a small mm-hmm. part of their.
They are not always that.
Yeah.
It's not the right people. You can't. Somebody who works on fields should give a damn about sports. A little bit.
We can get down for them.
Yeah, you know, listen. I wish I had a job as a caretaker for some ball fields. They would be perfect.
Man, you gotta have somebody to care for.
Because I did it when my son played little.
Yep.
That batter's box and that pitcher's mound.
I was gonna say, I was up there.
That's what I did
when my kid.
Because, you know, I batted in a hole. You filled that thing in every day.
Yeah, it's the next kid up would just.
Yeah, right. And the pitcher's mound, too, was a hole.
Right? Yeah. Right. Yep. Any idea about the signs that we're going to put up there about with the police department?
You know, I can't say. I haven't done anything.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. The last sign I bought for Ryan Field, I'm going to have trouble buying signs. I'll tell you that. Because what they're getting for those things, the inflation hit the sign market pretty good. So I don't know. Right now, my budget, if you say that I got to buy $5,000 worth of signs, I don't know that I could.
Well, we had money left over in that project when we did that. And I forget how much of it came up to our board of all meeting. Could never get anything on the agenda through here. I tried the last 3 months. But now we will have committees again and all that stuff.
So does some money be packed?
There was money. Eight to 10,000 was left. Pete said that.
Okay.
For signs. Doc knew about it. Remember when we had that meeting up at the Caden building there?
Yeah.
We were up there. He took down every sign we needed and this and that.
But that was Ryan Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not for Whittick. I know. I thought
we Yeah, it's okay.
It. I don't mean not to be.
Still,
but,
pay Paul, you know.
We got there was money in there.
Can we make
that we can't find
it.
They can't find anything in the finance office all of a sudden from that was left. He said it was definitely left. So either we're going to have to put it in a new budget here because we need our signs.
Right.
They're not going to find it now. So,
if they get passwords, they might.
You know, we could, when we're talking for next year's budget.
Yeah, right. These are things that are needed. You know, we got to upgrade. We're going down and down. We got to get things going back.
Right.
I know we can't do it all at once, but as long as we're going the right way. Yeah.
It'd be nice if they take that money, the revenue that we can put some away.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that'll be half of it.
Yeah. That'll be on next month. So
if you put it on, it's going to come. Oh, we got to talk about something. And Sonya's going to want to play their playoff games. So I think that we should decide that that's okay.
Well, we did that last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see any problem, but.
Did that need to go through the board of aldermen too? I don't think so. Right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, it's communication. When is that going to be?
Well, the playoff games are the same weeks every year, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right after the
first Saturday of December, right?
Yeah.
We have a board meeting that morning when the whole new board gets sworn in. So if we needed to put it on there, but it might be that day of the game. I mean,
yeah,
You might have to.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, like, those dates are set.
Right.
Like, for next year, probably.
Right. Well, if you know the date, send it to Mark, send it so we know and see what we can do. Did we need to bring that up at this board here?
I think you should. You should, okay. And unless you don't want to.
Well, is there a request? Is there a price? What we went through the, we went through the drama last year, like, so it's probably better than not.
Yeah.
There's already enough of it.
It's real simple, to be honest with you. First of all, our booster club is can't wait for them because they're going to make the buck. Everything else is the CIAC. They're CIAC games, so they work a lot with the athletic directors, and you know, we're prepared because we're ready for this because they're doing very well, and they're going to. And let me tell you something. They're going to get turf, right? They just voted.
I see that.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, 5 years from now, we may be ripping up our field for our new stuff, and we may need somewhere to go.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, the wear and tear that they bring to the field, we do that every day. Right? They're just different people. Even when we don't have structured things on the field, this our Ryan complex is a tremendous playground. It really is. Just drive by.
Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't matter whether they're structured through the high school or a group of kids just doing stuff. But.
Well, my point is, like, it's a no-brainer to do it. The decision's on you. I mean, that part of it is not the issue.
Right.
The issue is, are they asking for, who's asking for? Is it CIAC or is it Ansonia? And did we waive them? I don't remember.
Last year we waived.
Well, there was. Yeah. Listen, I don't even know if it made it to where it needed to go because I don't know why. But you may see if you research it, you may see that nothing ever happened with the old. I mean, do you remember? No. I don't know if it ever got there.
I think it was too late when it got to our meeting.
That's what I think.
Yep.
Well, listen, I mean, the thing about it is you know, I predict an interruption, and I don't know why.
I think they worry more about what gets the gates, the booster club getting to the concession stand.
It's not what they worry about. There is a policy in place.
Right.
That's been adopted. So either they, whatever this thing is, fits into the policy, or the fee gets waived. It's just, it's really not that difficult. It's just a question of,
I think there's a waived fee after the event and everything. And I know that's how games work.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. I'm just saying, but whatever it is, like.
But we should vote like in favor of doing it.
Yeah.
And you get some numbers together and get it to the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah. But what were the numbers?
I don't know.
The date.
The date, definitely.
Yeah.
Date, time.
Is
police.
It 1 day? Yeah. Is it 2 days?
Well, listen, they're
they would take care of the police, all that, right?
Yeah, they pay for the police. They pay for public works. It's real simple for us.
Okay.
Because it's just a game.
Yeah.
I mean, for us to orchestrate a game, I mean, we do it religiously. Yeah. It's a piece of cake, honestly.
Can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we are in favor of that this board should be in favor of letting Ansonia use the field for the playoff game, and that Dennis do playoff games.
Well, they will be played.
Right. Yeah, and that Dennis get some numbers together or whatever the dates and everything provided for the next board involved meeting.
Okay.
Maybe it's something we could
to recommend a waiver of the fee
as well.
Yes,
But that they would just so the motions
proper. Yes, yes. Yeah. So that waive the fee, but they're responsible for all other costs,
and that the Derby Booster Club.
Entitled to the concession. Last year, we couldn't do the concession because they couldn't get it together.
Right.
So we brought in Parenting.
Which worked out good. The Lions for that truck. I remember he made it good.
No, I mean, we couldn't. They tried to do something at the last minute.
They're on board the booster.
They have a way better system of them than we did a year ago.
So
How about if another town wants to come in, like say Oxford wins their playoff games, they want to play. They have turf. Well, no, I'm just using an example. Right. I brought up
that. Well, it would have to be brought.
Yeah, same thing. I guess no different.
Right.
But, you know, Ansonia.
But nobody else has approached us, though.
A lot of the sports, though, we do cooperate with Ansonia.
Yes.
So it is.
That's different.
That is different. We don't do it with Shelton.
Yeah, we don't have to set a precedent. We're just, that's right. That's why we're going to make a motion.
What I said, what he said.
Right.
And I'll second it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to
say. I was waiting for
any further discussions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Karen, if you can get those minutes quicker, sooner than later, that way we can expedite this process. So
that we can bring it to that special meeting even that Saturday morning, which will be before the game. I don't know, would it be a Friday night game? Playoffs?
Sure.
I can't remember. I mean, if we have the minutes, at least it could be.
Right.
I wish we got the game, but yeah. CIAC gets $10 ahead.
Yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, it's only they don't really cover all the openings because they really don't care about the game. It's not their money.
Right. They don't.
So people sneak in.
We'll cover all the gates.
Yeah. Because you know what? It's not their problem. They do what they need to do. But
who covers the like the entrance fee?
Those people that support their games.
But the money goes to CNC.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. And you know, in our Jen Moffitt will be in coordination. Our AD.
He does a good job, I think. She's into it 100%, don't you think?
She is.
Yeah.
There's requirements from the CIAC for our athletic department. There's some paperwork and things that they have to do, which they know. She claims that she's the one who did it last year. So she wasn't the AD, Tag was, but she claims that she did that.
Probably did.
She may. Yeah. And but it's not difficult. It's just a little tedious.
I thought I heard you say in your motion that the EMS, they would have to cover the cost of the
Yes. We're responsible for all costs. Yes.
Pertains to the game.
Yeah.
That's theirs.
And they're probably happy to pay it. That's a beautiful field for you to
support. Yeah.
But does Ansonia have to pay that, or the CIAC takes out of the bid?
I don't know how that. I think that went goes through our athletic director. The money exchange. Yeah,
report. I would assume, but I'm not sure that it would be the CIAC that's going.
Well, you know,
they pay for the all the
because they're getting the gate, so maybe they get the expense.
Right.
I mean, do they pay rent in other places, or is this typically the home? Most people use their home field.
Yeah. Most people use their home field. It's only
their field
still on the grass. Listen, if he has a team, it's strategic. He would play on that grass if he had the right team to be on that grass, for sure. He would do it because he's a coach. Who's looking to win anyway. But he has a team that's pretty fast and he wants the turf. I don't blame him. I mean, that's what kind of team he has this year. And
well, it is kind of their home field because they were part of us.
Remember? Many moons ago.
Many moons ago.
Well, you know, I wish it was again.
May end up being. All right. As far as the other things with the, that we wanted to bring up to the Board of Aldermen, change the fees, change the structure.
Yeah, well, that's paid.
Yeah, we'll have to get that to
under B.
Next month, we'll get that back, get it on agenda, and push that through now.
Yeah.
Let the board weigh it out.
And, yeah, I mean, look at it, which is 20% inflation in the last 3 years. I mean,
well, you know what? Our real steep price for the field isn't as steep as it was.
Right.
in the beginning.
Well, maybe we should put that on our agenda next month to go through those again and get it set.
Next month. Right. Still, I think it's high still, but I also think if we have someone that's going to play 6 to 8 games, that you know they should get some consideration.
Right. Let's look at that next month then too.
Right.
Then we'll send it off to the board. Well.
So do we need to start at 3?
Yeah. 3:30. Yeah, give me a break. Yes.
Do it before the 19th.
Yeah. Why? What are you doing?
My hip.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Mr. Acting Chair.
All right. Any other new business? If not, can we have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn?
Yep. Second. All in favor?
10:46. All right. All in favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.
Good job, John.
Yep.
What is the second Monday next month? Is it?
Next first Monday.